Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face.
Let's do shit. All
right.
Figure this bitch out.
Oh. Good morning and or evening.
Yeah, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good night, good
Buenos
night, good night,
ding
good
dong
night.
Diddly-dee.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, well, hey, I saw those numbers. There's Vietnam's on that.
Singapore
thing.
Loves us, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking
Hey, if you're
weird.
In Singapore and you listen to us, shoot me an email the day after you listen to this because I want to know if you're for real or not.
Yeah,
if you're
a, let if us you're know a, why.
If you're a spy bot,
the first person from Singapore to send us a message and let us know, we will send you a shirt.
All the way to Singapore.
To Singapore.
I hope we get a message from a spy bot that's like, I am a spy bot.
Well, anyways, hello everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 250. This is Jorge.
Hail Sam. This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
And Alia, yay, visiting again, finally.
Huzzah!
Yes, yes, yes.
I swear to God, I've been wanting to come on, but like...
But I've been too sleepy.
I am so sleepy, and dude, I wake up so fucking early that by this time, I've been awake way too long.
It's time to go memes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, dude. I get that.
She is latired.
I am latired. So anyways, fire the missiles.
Yes. But I'm latired.
But I am latarded.
Yep. So, have you started your new job?
I start on Monday.
Time.
Monday.
Excited.
And I'm hella excited, hella stoked. Awesome. But I have to be in Sereno Valley at 7 o'clock.
That's good because you beat traffic. You have to be there early.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have to be there at 8, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. I'll be all right. 7. Monday.
It's your
it's
first
my first day.
Day.
Yeah.
It's actually, I had to be there at 7. I still hit traffic, but it's nothing like the 7:30 traffic.
I figure it's going to take me about an hour,
after
so I'm going to plan for that.
18 years, is that correct?
19, almost 20.
Are you having like fucking dreams about being naked at school and shit like that? I mean, this is a long time.
I actually woke up yesterday,
yeah,
and I thought it was Thursday, and I was like, dude, this is it. Final day.
Thursday is your last day. You got 2 more days.
72 hours.
And I started getting ready for work, and I looked at my phone, and I go, fuck, it's Monday. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
That's good. Congratulations.
What did they say at work? How are they about it?
They're okay. The owners are...
They're like, fuck you.
They're trying to pretend like everything's cool, and all the dental assistants are freaking the fuck out. So it's what it's expected.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're very valuable cog in that machine.
I am. But, you know, they'll survive. They'll, you know, they will persevere.
They'll hire
somebody. You know why I'm happy you're moving on? Because I'll never have to left turn out of that fucking parking lot again.
That is a shitty turn. They've been threatening to put a stop sign there forever.
It's needed one for 35 years.
But because
years.
That light is there, like, literally, like, 100 feet before that, they won't do it.
Well, that's stupid.
It is stupid.
And I hate it. And I'm glad I don't have to deal with it. Moving on.
Moving in.
Yeah. I haven't watched a goddamn thing.
That's look at you. You're barreling forward.
I watched Boys in the Hood.
Boys.
That movie's still great.
That's a great fucking movie.
Great.
Yep.
I had to compare that movie to The Avengers. That was interesting.
In your class?
Yeah.
Pero como?
Well, it's an ensemble piece. I can
see
it's that.
More of like an issue of realism and what's like.
I'd say Avengers. More probably more realistic.
Yeah, I would guess. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Nobody from South Central is going to college.
Hey, got him.
kidding.
Well, not in that movie.
No. Well,
Cuba Gooding Jr. doesn't work out for him.
Anybody who's listening out there who got out of South Central and went to college, send us an email.
They did.
Specifically Matt.
Yeah. John Singleton died, didn't he?
Not
that long ago, yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Young, too. He was like 40-something, I think.
Yeah. Did he do Higher Learning? I think he did.
Was that the one with Michelle Pfeiffer? No, that was...
No, the one on the school campus with a sniper and shit.
Ice Cube was in that one?
I think
Who
so.
Who was in Dangerous Minds?
Dangerous Minds?
Oh, that's not good.
What? That's the Coolio song?
No. The other one. Who was in the other
Higher
one?
Learning?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't even remember. We should watch Higher Learning for Patreon.
Oh, Jesus.
But I think that's
so you ain't seen shit.
I ain't seen shit. I've been playing Remnant from the Ashes with you.
That's fun.
I've been playing Dead by Daylight, the new public test build with the new killer. Okay. It's super cool. He's got a gun. He's like an old cowboy.
They're trying to suck that Remnant teat.
Well, he's got a, it's like a gun, but like with a hook and a chain, so he can like reel you in, like Scorpion. It's like fishing and hunting at the same time. it's pretty tight though. And
fucking like, white people. Fucking old white bitches.
Yeah, he is an old white dude, and the survivor is a young Latina lady, an activist nonetheless.
How much lore could they possibly fit into this fucking
I didn't
game?
Read up on that one. Like, but there is, man, there's a
she
lot
is an
of lore.
Ex-Tina.
Yeah, and yeah, that's pretty much all I've done.
Cool.
All I've done.
What about you, Alia?
What, if I've watched anything?
Huh? You almost you almost seem surprised that question
so.
Was headed your
just
way.
Just a bunch of BTS videos.
Yeah, just, you know, like watching math videos on YouTube and...
You listen to BTS?
I do.
That Korean group?
Yeah.
One of my coworkers.
I just got the fever.
This Korean dude was actually in a Korean boy band, and he showed us videos mm-hmm. of his thing, and he's legit, like, full-on Korean
yeah,
boy band.
Yeah, his That's makeup crazy. Was on point.
Shout out to Calvin.
There you
Does
go.
Calvin listen? Nobody in San Diego listens to our show. We saw the stats. Next time one of our friends goes, yeah, I listen to the show.
No, you don't.
You're full of shit.
You're full of shit.
That's kind of encouraging, though, that all the major listeners are not in the city where you're from.
I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
Fuck you, San Diego.
Sucks for,
that's like a band that only has people go to their shows in their hometown. It's like, no.
Sucks for fucking Fries and Pines, but...
Oh, yeah. People will show up wherever there's booze, though.
Yeah.
People ask us today. Somebody asks us today mm-hmm. when the next Fries was.
Don't know. Don't know. Don't care.
Find us a venue. It'll pay.
No, I've just been trying to finish BoJack.
Oh, yeah.
That's ending, right?
It's ended. Yeah.
We have like two
episodes
left.
The last season just came out.
It's heavy, dude. It's fucked.
Oh, man.
It's so good, though.
Riggedy Rhett?
Yeah.
You got anything you watch?
Well, I continued showing...
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. We watched Memento. And last time it was a Prestige, this time it was Memento. Mm. And I had mentioned Memento. I don't know if you'd like that fucking movie, Matt.
Dog, said, I have talked to you about that movie at least five times.
I'm watching
times.
It thinking
I'm the
of
one
you.
That told you about the special features on the DVD where if you do it the right way in like the special order, you can watch it in chronological order.
Wow.
I'm the one.
I'm the one.
You that. Like Memento.
Yes.
How? No, I'm like, wait, were you like an open-minded guy when you saw it first?
I've never been
what
an open-minded
hell?
Guy.
What does that mean?
It's just
well, your husband is not the most open-minded when it comes to movies.
No, it's cool. Like
sometimes
it's a
certain fucking. I never fucking know.
Yeah, that's the thing. You never know with Matt. You could be like, yeah, you've seen Mr. Holland's Opus. So, yeah, of course I have. What are you stupid?
Yeah,
fucking Enigma.
Lose. I love French fucking horror art films.
I liked Lose. I didn't think it was an art film, but it was good. Oh, it was really good.
The show was. But yeah, that movie, that
shit was show enough an art film.
Yeah, Memento is holding up well after 20 years. So
I don't like his face.
I was thinking about that too, man.
I don't like his face.
You know what, too? I'm watching that movie now that, you know.
It's got a shitty face.
I go to the gym every now and then. I watch it and it's like, when is this motherfucker, the character's like Guy Pearce? He's
yeah.
really skinny.
He's got a shitty face.
He's fucking ripped in this movie. Like, I'm like, when does this fucking amnesiac go to the gym? Like,
yoga,
all day.
Dog. Yoga.
You think that's what it is?
That's what it is.
He's on that Brad Pitt shred from fucking Fight Club. That's right.
Well, that's like an unrealistic character shred, and that makes sense for Tyler Durden because he's like not even fucking real. That's why he has that six pack that looks like Spider-Man's six pack.
That dude has fuck lines or whatever you call it, like to his knees, dude. Like
fuck
God
lines?
Damn.
The hips.
Oh, yeah,
those
that,
things.
This little the, whatever that hip flexor muscle, whatever that's yeah. called.
Yeah. Rhett's like, I got those shits, dude.
No, dude, no. Oh,
I
no.
do too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's all.
Yeah.
I saw a movie in theaters called Fantasy Island.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Fantasy Island is, I wouldn't even say quite possibly, but most likely the, not only is it awful as it looked in the trailer, but it is probably the worst Blumhouse release yet.
As of now.
Of all of their films.
Oh. What was so bad about it?
It is
straight. Let me count the ways.
This isn't a movie where there's certain things that are so dumb it wrecks like anything good. It's everything out of everyone's mouth, every situation, like beginning from beginning to end, and then it and it's PG-13. So there's no, so it's completely fucking.
What's the point?
How are you gonna have Fantasy Island with no fucking?
There's no, well, and that's the thing. Like, at least if it had some gore and fucking in it, you could do something. And it doesn't have that. It's completely, there's nothing in this thing.
But I mean, like, who's going to go to a Fantasy Island and, like, not but fuck?
Very similar, when I mentioned The Turning, how The Turning, like, is bad and then it does mindfuck. When a movie does mindfuck badly, like, you have to be able to do mindfuck. Like, the Fantasy Island goes full mindfuck and it just fucking, it is completely incoherent.
It's, dude. Like, bafflingly bad?
It's bafflingly
That's
bad.
That's awesome.
It's fucking,
I'm kind of intrigued.
In, yeah,
you should. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if doing a fucking Patreon episode of this thing it would be so fucking. You, I'm having trouble even explaining this to you.
Well, then I feel like it's our duty to watch it, so like we can explain it to them.
I hope it, you guys see it.
Explain it together.
Like one of our Patreon, I think it was Coop, was like saying that he avoided that stupid Arctic movie because the stupid one that where the movie's supposed to fucking kill you that I bitched about in the end of the year episode. He said he avoided that because of how much I hated it.
I don't know. You bitched about it, good. So it wasn't even on my radar. Yeah,
I'm glad that people are like, no, I'm not going to watch
it. It's funny that there's some people that when we bitch about things, they seek it out to seek it out.
Like, that's fucking actually great. Sounds interesting, you guys. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you're saying it's awful. It's the way you're describing it sounds interesting.
As a reminder, this is the guy who directed Truth or Dare.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, this is... And you remember how I felt about Truth or Dare?
Hell yeah.
You loved it.
Oh, no. No. I love that scene on the pool table with that dude.
That was the best scene.
Oh, dude, that one and the fucking girl drinking vodka on the roof. Best. Oh, yeah. That's the best.
You're just waiting for it to fall. You're like, please fall.
This is way worse than Truth or Dare.
Please break your neck on a dumpster, you dumb
Truth
bitch.
Truth or Dare was at least rated R, right?
No. It was PG-13.
Was it?
Yeah. Was it? You can have a neck breaking in a PG-13 movie?
Hell I think it's just a matter of like blood,
how
nudity,
explicit
and swear
it is.
Words.
Language, blood, nudity.
Like, I don't think you can have drug use either. Like, I think that's
not
kind
explicitly,
of
a, yeah. Generally speaking. This is way worse than La Llorona. Use. Way worse than La Llorona.
Damn.
It's just fucking unbelievable.
I love that you put that as like a bar for terribleness.
Well, because Blumhouse, look, I've actually defended, I don't mind the first two Conjuring movies. I'm not going to hate on it just because it's like a mainstream horror movie, but goddamn, now they're really on a roll.
Was Sinister on Blumhouse?
I think it was. Yeah, Get Out was Blumhouse.
Sinister was pretty good.
So it's like, you know, it depends who's making the fucking movie, what the movie is, but goddamn, dude.
Well, see, that's the thing is they just release all these really cheap movies and hope that they're going to make a fortune on the teenage
and
audience.
And they generally do.
Well, because the teenage
that's
audience
why they have
is stupid.
So much money to just make whatever movie.
Yep. Every now and again, they'll get like a Get Out or like I don't know if Quiet Place was Blumhouse, but... Either way, they'll get one of those big movies, and then it's like, cool, it totally paid off.
Quiet Place is fucking Platinum Dunes.
Is it?
That's Michael Bay's production company.
That's pretty good.
He produced something fucking good.
You didn't like Transformers?
I liked the first one, but it's still dumb. But yeah. We've gone over Michael Bay's thing, haven't we?
We have.
Pain and Gain?
Pain and Gain, I've seen. I like Pain and Gain.
You would fucking like. I mentioned that. You would like.
Would I?
That's it's what Michael lifting, Bay should brother. Be doing. Really cynical satires about America. That's what he should fucking do. Because that's what he does. But he's just low-key doing it with Transformers. People think it's like serious. He's like, no, this is a satire. You guys are fucking retards. That's what he's an auteur, really.
Michael Bay calling us retards. That's a good one. That's
I think he knows what he's doing.
All right. Well, is that it? Those two things?
I think that is it.
All right.
Wait. Ooh! I didn't mention last week, but I saw it and it made me think about what we're doing tonight. Made me remember Marriage Story. I did watch that. That fucking movie. That movie's got it going on.
It's heavy. It's heavy, dude.
I haven't watched it. I've heard a lot of good things.
You know, even though like I have a pretty all right marriage, it still made me feel shitty about being married. I was like, fucking marriage is balls.
Well, that conversation, you know the one.
Yeah, man. Fuck,
that is some of the most ridiculous male female on film thing I've ever seen. Like, it is just balls to the wall in this scene.
And your boy Adam Driver is just like, he's putting on a fucking clinic in this movie.
Yeah.
It's her boy.
That's why I was mentioning to the person who's falling asleep kitty corner from me.
He's driving that D straight into your face.
Like. All right, well, anywho. Hey, so okay.
That's all he ever does, dude. Like, he is the D.
Ben Swolo.
Driving
Ben
D.
Swolo.
Did you, okay, have you seen Uncut Gems?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah.
Dude, so I finally watched it. I might be one of the few people to say this, but I think it's a great movie that I do not like.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
Is that the point? To hate everything?
See, to hate now him? You're getting on my wavelength. You're not supposed to. It has nothing to do if you like it or not.
Because, like, are you ever supposed to root for this guy?
Wanted him to change his ways. I wanted him to, you know.
I wanted to see him get more. I wanted him more, to
win and then be better.
It's like cringe humor, but taken to the 10th level. Like, the ultimate.
There. He won.
You know, like, the cringe.
Did he, though?
I mean, he did win. Smiling.
Though. I mean,
he did
won
win.
The thing he cared about winning.
He went out on the ultimate fucking high, dude. Like, yeah. He had utter control of all those fucking people. He was right. He was validated. Yeah. It's cool because they don't really let you process his death.
What did we just see from that guy?
Oh, shit.
We did just see something.
He was in it. We saw something that the brothers directed.
Good Time?
Yes.
It's fucking great.
So good.
Robert Pattinson?
I was just sort of anxiety riddled the entire time I watched it.
Yeah, I like it if you didn't
pure anxiety.
And I was just like, I almost didn't.
That's how I felt when I watched Mother. Like,
Mother!
Anxiety.
I almost couldn't finish it because I was sitting there and I go, dude, I don't like this character. I don't like anybody who's surrounding him. I hate really? His family. I hate his wife. His kids are fucktards.
Strong stuff.
Who lives like this?
Would she fucking? It's not. It's like, do I think he won? No, but does it's his fucking thing. It's his life.
I mean, he won that bet.
Yeah, but he was probably just gonna parlay that into some other bullshit.
Yeah, kind of person. He's
music.
Not a good person.
Yeah,
that's
music.
Why he fucking dies.
He lives on the fucking.
Guess what's coming?
On the edge of this shit, and it has this Zen music because it's like, hey, don't judge this. This is just It's all
I'm
Zen.
I'm being very judgy of this movie,
great opening shot. It starts like all abstract. Inside these gyms, and then it's like, oh, now we're inside the body. Wow, this is fucking weird. And then it pulls out. It's like you're in his ass. It's like, hey, see, it's like it's all Zen inside his ass. Everything's fine. Like
the opals are his fucking disciples.
Does that mean he had a gem in his ass?
He might have.
No, his asshole is the gem.
I think
that's the uncut gem.
I think it's showing just like vantage point, depending where you're looking, things are very just abstract and hard to even determine what it is. But once you know, oh, it's his ass. See what I mean? It goes into this thing of like accept that you were inside his ass right now. I've never seen a fucking movie start with the camera up some dude's ass. It's great.
I think I'm
There's
got to
be
sure
at least one other time like, that it starts.
I've never seen a movie that starts inside Adam Sandler's ass.
That's true.
I've seen movies that go into asses.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a great film and I think it's well done, but do I like it?
Not
I don't
pleasant.
Think so. It's not a fun movie experience.
I enjoyed it the one time, but I don't think I care to watch it again.
Yeah.
Like it's like one of those I already know what happened. I really don't need to see it.
I love and they had that guy at the end with the fucking bad hair. He's like, "You're hot. I'm telling you, you're hot." He's got the chicken, the helicopter. Yeah.
It was so good.
I love that. That shit is hilarious.
Look him up, and he actually looks exactly the same.
And
he
then,
is
like,
his character.
And then
like
they're like retconning history. Like, The Weeknd is playing in some weird little fucking club.
Go fuck The Weeknd.
And then there's like.
That's great.
Him calling Kevin Garnett KG the entire time. I was like, what are you doing? Nobody likes you. What? What's going on here?
You know what,
nobody likes him, but they have to tolerate him. And there's people like. like that in the world. Like, everybody knows.
Who Cares Their Podcast?
They have people talking over each other also.
Hey, like, so do we.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, like, in the movie, and you never see that in movies, but it's like, that's fucking life right there. People talking over each other, I can barely discern what people are saying. It does that.
I'll say this, it's a great movie, it's not for me.
I feel like, if you felt anxious, that means, like, you cared about what was happening. Like, you know, like, you were engaged in some way, your emotions up, if it got
No, I mean, legitimately, it's a great movie. I just personally will, A, never watch it again, and B, I don't know who I would recommend it to.
It sounds like a really hardcore horror film for you.
Do you like anxiety? Oh, have I got the movie
good
for
time,
you?
Good Time is also a good time.
That's just elevated horror.
Ah, so elevated. It's not even.
You should give Good Time. Good
shit, yeah, it's on Netflix right now.
I like Good Time.
Probably because I'm kidding.
That's their get down so far. They like that anxiety shit.
Cool. Yeah. Any news?
And those, like, very bitter endings.
For sure.
I don't know. Probably. Danzig's DVD Veronica comes out next week. That's going to be tight.
Good.
Yeah. Dude, we got that shit pre-ordered. It's like, it's a 3-disc collector's edition.
Oh, you got a thing in the mail this last week, right?
Did
Orphan Killer.
Oh, yeah. I got Orphan Killer 1 and 2 Steelbooks.
Did you get the Kissed version?
No, I didn't know that those were available. That's how I found out that the DVD was available, though. I'm like, holy shit, I've been waiting for this movie for like a decade. And Orphan Killer 2 is out now. Turns out Shayna Baszler, the MMA fighter turned WWE superstar, is in it.
You said that with heavy finger quotes.
I don't like the term superstar. I think it's silly. I think you should just call them wrestlers. Mm-hmm. But it's a whole legality thing, you know? Because there was the steroid scandal of like the early 90s.
Okay.
So Vince McMahon said that
it wasn't a sport.
It's sports entertainment.
They're not contractors, so
they're not wrestlers.
But they are though.
Because
if
wrestlers,
they get caught like doing steroids, they still get in trouble anyway.
They're actors.
They get a 30-day vacation if they get caught juicing.
Okay. But,
yeah.
If they get caught.
Yeah. If there's something that happens, but there's some of them where you're like, you know,
come down drugs too.
Yep. But yeah. Shayna Baszler's in it. Shayna Baszler's a beast. And that's tight. And I'm really excited. I'll talk about it soon when I get a chance to watch it.
Any news that you've come down your pipeline?
I don't look at any fucking
figuratively news. Or literally?
Or gone up your pipeline?
No, the Safdie brothers, they want to stick a camera up my ass. No, I mentioned it last time, though, and I want to mention it again. If the Safdie brothers did that dark Pee-wee movie, that would be fucking, as you guys say, that would be hella tight.
We do say that.
Tight. Like, Pee-wee all fucking, like, anxiety attack for 2 hours? Oh, my God. I'm fucking on board.
I mean, Pee-wee kind of is an anxiety attack.
Right.
There's a bunch of screaming and alarms and running around. Dude, and chairs, you know, talking.
You know what's crazy about that Pee-wee thing? You remember when we were kids? Well, teenagers? That dude was caught, like, masturbating.
Jerking off in a porn shop. 20-year-olds
kids, so.
Now, I'm like,
be like,
what else would you be doing in a fucking porn theater? Now, like, that crime is so innocuous. I go, dude,
the only reason he got busted was because he's fucking Pee Wee Herman.
I feel bad for you, son. Like, he was a joke when I was a teenager, but now I'm like,
do you think he has to register as a sex offender?
Yeah, but
it
came back around, dude. His fame came back.
Yeah.
He fucking came back like 5 years ago.
He revived himself?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
He relieved himself and then he revived himself.
Yeah. Revived his career.
Hell, everybody's actually like, we don't even care about that. We like you anyways.
Well, now we can't kink shame anymore. So,
good.
So what, Pee Wee plays with his wee wee? Like, who doesn't?
You gotta handle your little dork.
Yep.
Dude, even your little sister knows that shit.
That's weird.
I just remember we played Cards Against Humanity with your family that one time, some card about
Pee-wee,
masturbating
not
came up.
It was like, well, okay, that thought's in my brain.
That's an odd thing to talk about.
That is not tight.
Makes sense with the context, though.
All right, well, we're a news light show today, but that's cool.
Yeah, you guys haven't seen VFW yet?
No, but I also heard very good things.
Just saying.
All right.
It's hella tight.
All right. We'll be right back to talk about
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island. Some more. We're going to go see it real quick. And then
you guys right should fucking back see it. I want to see it. Yeah.
Now we should all go see it.
We're talking about After Midnight. That's what we're talking about.
That's right.
He's like, don't watch Fantasy Island. You guys should go watch Fantasy Island.
All right. Dummies, we'll be right back.
I feel like I'm a lone ranger.
You should tell me you have C. diff.
All right. Hey, Matt, guess what?
Oh,
I'm about to be disappointed.
We're back.
Saw.
Hey, Matthew, again.
Yeah.
What's up with the Patreon?
Patreonist.
So,
question mark?
I did a little bit of math, and with this being episode 250...
We quit.
With each episode being roughly an hour and a half, that's 375 hours of free content we've put out, in addition to bonus episodes and all this other shit, so close to 400 hours.
That's a lot of us talking, dude.
Of content.
You guys are almost free professional podcasters.
Almost.
Now, you wouldn't download movies for free.
Don't you have to do
free
something for like 15,000 hours to truly be a master of it?
10,000.
I count the broken episodes, though. You did it.
We have broken episodes, too. So, you wouldn't just download movies for free. So, don't just download our podcast for free.
Would you download a car?
I would download a car.
In a second. Yeah.
Download a car. Download a train. Don't download Who Goes There podcast without paying for it, please.
Okay, wait, no. You can definitely download it without paying
for
it.
Go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and you can help us by donating a little bit of money to the show, and you will get bonus episodes and exclusive content, which is even more hours of us talking. And then sometimes we send out cool prizes and whatnot. So go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, so the Who Goes There podcast watched 2020, 2019, depending on who you talk to, After Midnight, directed by Jeremy Gardner and Kristen Stella, written by Jeremy Gardner, starring Jeremy Gardner,
like
Brie Grant, Justin Benson, Ashley Song, Nicola Mascarciurella, Keith Abravnat, and your favorite person in the entire world.
How do you
world,
always find names like that?
Henry Zombrowski.
Who's this Zombrowski fellow, dude?
He's the dude in the bar, dude.
That fucking guy.
Alrighty. So the show began with a Jeremy Gardner Kristen Stella movie.
Yep.
And it might end with a Jeremy Gardner Kristen Stella movie.
The one you're referring to is The Battery, right?
Yeah.
It can't be on the last episode, you guys.
Matt Smith, what'd you think of After Midnight?
First and foremost, fuck you, Kristen Stella. I know you're listening.
He might
actually
be.
He will.
Thank you, Kristen Stella.
He did give us the drive to get past episode 5.
I absolutely love this movie. We saw it at Telluride. I've been gushing about this movie to everybody. I think, I forgot who it was, but somebody said it's like 15% horror. And sure, it's
1.5% horror.
It's 15% horror.
Let him finish.
And, you know, 85% love story, but... it's really well written. I think it's well acted. Jeremy Gardner writes relationships really well. He writes dialogue really well. And you're just talking about Marriage Story, from what I hear.
It's like
Marriage Story for horror lovers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally in. I'm totally in.
Alia?
I really liked it. I really liked it more the second time.
Okay. See, look, that's how you do it. That right there. Hey, that's how you do it.
That's not a pot. Come on.
That's how you do it.
It's okay to do it that way. Because but you don't want everyone just so you
then
like
we further
it or don't
talk about it. No, that's,
you can do whatever.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
You can do it either way.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going.
I've gotten off before. I've talked about stuff. Yeah.
Not this time.
Don't intro shame me.
It's your.
You don't
want to
go.
Your turn.
Don't opinion shame me.
Yes. Thank God. Soften the blow.
I gotta be honest with y'all.
You're blushing.
I was a little bit bored.
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll get into it, but
it was slow.
I think that this suffers a little bit from middle 40-minute-itis. I had trouble because I really wanted to like it. I really did. I Jeremy Gardner's doing a thing. I think Brie Grant is doing a thing. Henry Zembrowski is fucking kind of unbearable in this movie.
God, dude, I can't stand him.
But largely, I think this was just kind of a boring movie. Okay.
Okay. Right. The movie is an hour and 23 minutes. If it has 40-minute itis, and it's 83 minutes. Jeremy Gardner and Christian Stella seem like fine young men with beards and stuff. And I don't know what Christian Stella looks like. I'm pretty sure he has a beard, though.
He does not have a beard.
Yeah.
Fine young men. They're your fucking age, dude.
That's what I'm saying. They seem very...
That's condescending.
I'm fucking... Well, I'm just trying to...
Have you met Rhett before?
Well, no, what I mean... Here, look. This is an indie horror film. I know these guys are well-regarded by people. This is my first... I haven't seen a Christian Stella film, so I'm not going into it like...
Yeah. You have no...
I'm not like, I have to like this. I love this. I haven't seen the other stuff. And I'm just like...
Well, even seeing anything else, like, you don't have to like... something
yeah.
just because
I don't think you necessarily had to have seen The Battery to enjoy this any less or more.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like if your movie a film has you have this much time to put exactly what you want on the camera, and this was an hour and 23 minutes, and what they chose to put in this hour and 23 minutes, most of it seemed pretty unsubstantial to me.
That's kind of how I felt too. I think the things that bugged me the most is the scenes where it sort of stopped and took a breath. I think were the most sort of cloying and kind of annoying to me a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess we got to go immediately into spoilers, right? Like we kind of have to.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot that you can say without
that should just be the rule.
The scene where Brie Grant and Jeremy Gardner they're like they're trying to like work through their relationship on the porch, I thought was a pretty effective thing because there's a lot going on there that like Jeremy Gardner's not saying words but he's saying a lot. That I think is good.
That's
like
the centerpiece of the film.
That is good to. That's a good place to slow down and take a minute to breathe and let the air out of the room, right? But I got to tell you, there's moments where Jeremy Gardner's character is at the bar and they're talking about, you know, like this dude drinking the fucking the leavings from the bar mat, and I go, what are we doing here? I felt myself gaining momentum and then just slowly like leaking momentum.
I get that. I mean, it starts like, I mean, the beginning isn't really like the strong part where, you know, they kind of set up how they met or like her first birthday together where they show the house and all that. But then almost immediately it shows him shooting the door and he's got it all barricaded. So you're kind of hooked from the beginning that there's something going on. And then I get what you mean where immediately she's gone and he's just continuing life.
Yeah, and I think the weirdest thing too is that despite them not mentioning how much time has passed, like because from their first date or whatever that was to present day, it's been 10 years.
We had Jeremy Gardner years. Grew a beard.
Right, that's so that's how you know that time passes by.
He looks better with the beard.
Well, and
he
fixed the house up a little bit. 100%. You know, it's not.
Don't we all
white
though?
Is beat.
Oh, apparently. I mean, I'm wondering when the beard thing's going to go out of style, but I don't think it is.
When guys stop looking stupid without them.
or look better with them.
Well, people with weak chins. I got a weak ass chin.
So. Oh, that's
it's
not true.
Going to go oh, out.
I think you have a perfectly adequate chin.
It's not going to go out.
You have like a British chin.
Tails
like I do.
And ear enhancements. That's what's going to come in.
You know what I think it is? Is because men are expected more than ever to be more like balanced about their their stuff these days, and so you can't be like a fucking chauvinist pig. But so it's like on the other swing side of that.
I mean, you can, but you can't. You can expect to catch flack for it.
It doesn't give you as much mileage. If
you choose to be a chauvinist pig, you can absolutely do with that.
So there's a compensation where it's like, you better have some fucking facial hair though, because that's what I want from you.
You know, I think too the other stuff that sort of bugs me is that, you know, we've got
a movie.
We've got Henry Zebrowski, who is very famous from.
Yeah, last podcast
on the left. And I gotta be honest with you, dude, it almost felt like it was a commercial for the Last Podcast on the Left when they were like, we're talking about aliens now, huh? And I was like,
and then they were like, oh, anybody ever heard of Jonestown? And I was like, I bet that was Henry Zebrowski on Last Podcast talks about aliens all the time.
And not that that stuff is like untouchable because Henry Zebrowski's in the movie, but I just feel like...
No, but everything Henry Zebrowski does feels like he's playing the character of Henry Zebrowski. Like when he did that Netflix show, the characters, every single thing he did felt like him. Henry Zebrowski just wasn't talking about like jerking off and cum in After Midnight, but he does everywhere else. But essentially it's the same character.
Henry Shablomi.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. That's what I got.
That's a fair.
See, I don't even know who this Zebrowski feller is, except I know that when he was on screen, no sir, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But because I'm not used to that shtick, when he was out in the fucking in the sticks with him and he's like talking about the Discovery Channel and how the different aliens, how they don't look humanoid, and he's all, it was terrifying. Like, I was like, okay, that's cute. You know, this is a cute little thing.
It's like, that's what I've been trying to tell people for years.
I've been trying to tell people.
So. Well, and there's little touches too. Like in that scene where they're kind of out hunting.
I think that's natural for the both of them together. But honestly, I think I did miss a little Christian Stella in this movie. Well,
Christian Stella wasn't...
Like, they have such good chemistry together that...
You mean Mikey?
No, every movie...
That's not Christian
Stella. Or Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
From the first one.
Yes, that's what I mean.
That's Adam. I think his name is Adam. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because largely the movie is Jeremy.
That one has been so Jeremy Gardner centric.
The movie is basically Jeremy Gardner on his own, yeah. And I don't think that's his strong suit. I think he's best
interacting
with somebody else.
I did because find myself the very first time watching this movie asking myself, like, is he? I think he needs a bigger nose to be a main guy.
His
nose is too small, dude. That's what bothers me. It's the
nose. She needs the driver nose.
Yes. I mean, you know, the bigger
well,
the better.
Jeremy Gardner's at it. Just get like that big barrel torso, too.
But minimum this guy. Minimum this guy.
Minimum this guy.
So if you're interested in this movie, watch Marriage Story. He's got a bigger nose. There's more male-female stuff.
More of that, less Zebrowski.
Less CGI,
you know,
monster.
I wonder how much of this was actually like improv, because like Henry Zebrowski's stuff all felt improv. Yeah. It because I mean he's a comedian essentially, right? So it felt like he was just kind of riffing. And then the scene, you know, where they're working things out on the porch and Bria Grant goes through that long monologue. I wonder if they kind of just gave her bullet points and was like, you know, just kind of freestyle it, but hit these bullet points. Because it felt very natural.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, there are things during that little soliloquy, if we will, that I feel like they're very impactful. When she's talking about like I'm unmarried, don't have kids, I'm in the same town I grew up in, like we all have that sort of thing,
yeah,
right?
That existential crisis.
Yeah,
shit.
It's a
and I think that when this movie is hitting, it's hitting hard, but. On the other hand, when it's slow, it's like.
See, but the thing is, when it's kind of slow, I mean, at least I felt for a good part of this movie, is this actually happening? Is this kind of like a Babadook thing?
Or is this
where
a Cloverfield
like,
sequel?
I gotta be honest with you.
Where it's like, no, the monster is like.
I gotta be
a
honest with you.
I almost
don't care. It
really?
Doesn't to me. It doesn't matter, like whether the monster's real or it's not.
Well, either way, it's symbolic. Even if it was real within the story, it's symbolic of the it's the monster in the relationship. Yeah. It's the thing. Like you got to kill if you want to move on together. You know,
right?
It's kill or feed. I think is the kind of the thesis of it.
But I like that it was actually a monster.
Well, that was okay. Yeah.
But even
before getting there, like. My thing is, okay, the structure of this movie, you have him by himself, and you have flashback. after the third or fourth flashback, immediately I'm like, what else did you guys do? Like, you were in a hammock. You were fucking on a tire outside. You drank together. She made stupid comments about peanut butter jelly wine. But what else did you do?
Well, that's kind of basically, I think, what she was saying was that for her in the relationship, they didn't do anything. She's in this town. There's
that
nothing
shit would last
for
like
her.
2 months. Then.
Well, right. Then, okay.
Well,
then,
I mean,
then,
but not necessarily. Then, she's then, like, you wooed me.
Then
you swept
I would tell,
me off
I
my
would,
feet.
I would submit this then. Don't make the movie an hour and 20 minutes.
We then can't if, make it much the, shorter than that.
No, what I'm saying is if the movie is about, like, metaphorically about the breakdown of a relationship and the desire to be to leave this podunk town, so explore that more. Like, there's movies that have done, like, the breakdown of a relationship that take their time and
I
are slow.
I think the problem with that would be that you would have to give more screen time to other actors. I feel like.
It's well, yeah, you really only need yeah. you really only need Jeremy Gardner and Brie Grant. Is it Brie or Brea?
I think
or
it's Brea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Brea.
Either way, I think that if you had explored that space of their relationship sort of kind of crumbling.
Or even coming together in the first place.
Well, yeah, I never saw a flashback where they had an altercation
yep.
or an argument or there was.
Well, but
a,
that's
know.
The thing is I don't.
Well,
think...
he's remembering only. It's all his dreams.
I get
like,
it. He's
all
idealizing
is
the
like
past.
When he's sleeping, like
when they know, do show when the kind all, like, of trigger is. Sleeping. It's when they find out that their friend is pregnant, and then they're like, "Well, when are you guys going to have kids?" And he's like, "When they're 8, and I don't have to do that dirty diaper shit." Like, yeah. So she kind of gets this. This like disappointed look, and like maybe that was just the trigger. She's like, fuck, I am gonna be 34 and unmarried and childless, and this isn't what I wanted for my life, and is this enough for me? It's like a thought of like losing who you are in a relationship, you know, just being like together like with that person.
Yeah.
You're not who you are anymore, and that's who what she's thinking. She's like, I'm not who I am. Like, he doesn't want to go do the one thing that I want to do, going out to Miami to my reunion. But
I get all that. I don't have a problem with the premise. It's just the hour and 23 minutes that they executed the premise with. So besides
yeah.
no, give or take. No, I mean, like that scene's good. Here, like, you mentioned the monster. Like, to me, this is a case where the monster is actually basically it's just pigeonholed in there and almost completely fucking unnecessary. Like the whole like gotcha moment that it pops in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not like I wasn't like, oh, that's clever. I'm like, oh my God, really?
No, I love
that was my response.
I love yeah. I actually love that part because like
I didn't see it at a festival or something though, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I mean when he was doing Stay by Lisa Loeb, I thought the song was going to get interrupted like several times with the monster. And then he gets through the whole performance and you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, it was just a sweet moment. So like, that's not something that's going to happen. And then like when everybody lets out that like sigh of relief, then it came. So it was really good timing. And yeah, the climax like was resolved relatively quickly. And then it had a little happy ending.
I got
with the proposal.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like the whole, I like the title, the idea. And this whole thing of like if you're in a relationship and your chick takes off or your significant other takes off either direction, if you're going through a horrendous fucking breakup regardless of the context, like most people have been there, I've definitely been there. It is fucking horrific. It's absolutely terrifying trying to get through the fucking night, or it was for me.
Yeah.
So that like the pain of that, I know it's a southern dude, he's a hunter type, and we get it intermittently, but like. Yeah, I think this movie should have like gone for the fucking the pain of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that pain is enough to make it a horror film. I think the addition of the monster almost makes it feel a little silly, because
you can do the monster.
You can do a horror film without having.
You're talking about the Babadook.
You can do this movie without having the monster element
monster.
And still be a horror film. I think. Well, you know, you explore more of the psychosis of
did
being.
Did he have like ribbons in his hair or some shit? That monster? Did he have
no,
like
he had dreadlocks,
like hair ties? And
somebody's giving that
like made
somebody's
of, like,
giving that monster dreadlocks.
Ribbons.
That's the really disturbing
gorgeous.
Thing.
He's giving them to himself.
You think
rolling in the
with
dirt.
Those claws?
Yeah.
You think he can give himself dreadlocks?
Yeah. Just like
there
this.
You go. There's his.
Hey, I've seen a bird do it. I'm sure a fucking anthropomorphic rat human person thing could do it too.
Boom! Science
done. You're right. Proven wrong. Yeah.
A fucking little songbird can do it.
I sort of feel like if the monster, then why?
Jacked off a little.
If the monster, then why?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
If the monster, then why?
Exactly.
So you go on Rotten Tomatoes, it'll show the review from Jorge. It'll say, if the monster, then why?
I'm going to have reviews about that review. That's the soundbite. Like, yeah.
Deconstruction.
People analyzing that shit.
Well, you know, like Red's talking about, like how you know, when something is happening in a relationship that like rocks you to your core, that in and of itself is enough to explore. Why? What's the point of having a monster? If it's literally just going to be, isn't he? Oh, no, he totally is.
Do you think that like the plot detracted from the story, or the story detracted from the plot? Blah blah blah.
I think their idea. I have no problem with them trying to do a thing that bends genres. I think it's a fuck. I love that. You know, yeah. I mean, you guys know that. I think it's not that. but this is a case where, and to me, it doesn't always work out. Like you're the trying to do both, have it both ways. In this case, I don't think that.
Well, I think
it detracted.
So we know that this team can do a horror movie that deals with relationship, and have the horror of a monster be present, but handled. God, I don't want to say well, but if we're talking about The Battery,
right,
a movie that is based around a zombie apocalypse that barely even touches zombies.
It's more of a relationship set in a zombie apocalypse.
And so we're dealing with that subject matter again. It's less of a thing like, hey,
it's more like monster set in a relationship.
Yeah, right.
than,
so then what's
relationship set?
Then I'm left wondering at the end. Then like, so oh, the monster was real. Oh well, fuck. I guess all of that. Is the monster a metaphor for this relationship, and is it conjuring up from his mind, or, you know, no, it was just a monster. Like I'm leaving the film kind of asking myself what's. What's the point?
I think it's in the end supposed to be kind of like lighthearted, like, I know it's supposed to be heavy with the relationship stuff, but it feels like, you know, it ends on such a lighthearted note. You know, they have their little moment, and then the proposal is so, like, silly, you know, that she, even her face is kind of like, is this really fucking happening right now? Are you kidding me? Like,
I do like that, the lighthearted aspect of it. I think that would...
It's tough to pull it off if you're gonna have the.
I mean,
I'm not saying you can't. It can be lighthearted and devastating, but it's tough. Sorry, go ahead.
It can be trite, like even if it is. But I think it is supposed to be a little bit like simplistic in that way. I don't think it's trying to, because like you said, you know, like they've been there, they've done that. You know, and then,
yeah, this isn't new territory for these guys. Like they've explored this realm before and done it well. That's the thing. And the parts of this movie that have the most, and I don't want to really like put too fine a point on it, but that have like Christian Stella and Jeremy Gardner's DNA on it. Those are the things that are most effective in this movie. The parts where. It's a human-to-human interaction, and we've got this, like, troubling relationship that, like, can't get out of its own way. But yet we've got Henry Zebrowski-ing all over the screen. It's hard to take that stuff.
It feels like the filmmakers want to grow beyond their trappings of having to do horror stuff. Like that's what it feels like.
Yeah, maybe
dude, they did Tex Montana Will Survive, and that was...
Not hit.
No, I mean, that wasn't horror at all. That was just like pure comedy, and that was great.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody gave a shit about that movie.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Really,
that's what I'm saying. Nobody so they're feeling, they're that's feeling why. Like.
But that was a movie they wanted to do. And actually, somebody, I think it was Coop, said that he was going back and he went and listened to the Jeremy Gardner interview I did after our very first episode. And he was talking about wanting to make this movie 7 years ago during that interview. Yeah. Mm. Which is pretty tight.
This isn't regarding the execution of the film, but something, it just, you know, when I'm watching it, I was very frustrated watching it. Not that it's unrealistic, it just frustrated me, which I guess is mission accomplished.
Well, we just talked about Uncut Gems in that same sort of fashion.
Well, not like that. That movie's fucking, that's great.
We're talking about a bad movie.
No,
yeah.
No, it's when she shows up out of the blue, right? And I'm like, okay, here we go. This movie's going to take a left turn. And I mean, she's there all fucking day and gives him no explanation. I'm not saying that wouldn't happen.
I did. But I'm
like,
that.
Motherfucker, tell him where you were. And then finally he's like, where were you? Blah, blah, blah. Like, he's a nicer guy.
She was waiting for him to fucking show up. She showed up and he knew she was there and he went and hid.
You guys suck.
She was in the house.
I even asked Ollie because she walks in and she's in that blue dress and then suddenly
she's had 10 years of him not even giving a crap. Like, why?
I'm talking about both of them. He should run up to her or she should run up to him. Like, what are you guys doing?
After they sat down and they were forcing to do the whole thing, she still had to fucking take the first step.
I guess that's pretty analogous for their whole relationship. Like at some point, like one of them has to give. Like one of them has to be like, okay, where the fuck were you? Yeah. Right? And it took them a whole day. And I see that stuff frustrating.
Yeah.
But
I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
But I think that's not dissimilar. Like the way I deal, and I don't want to get too inside baseball with my own fucking marriage.
Inside baseball.
But the way I deal with my arguments with Ronnie, my wife, is oftentimes I'll just kind of like
my wife.
I will just kind of detach, right? And I'll be the one that wants to be seeked out, right? Because I'm like, I'm fucking mad. You can't be mad. You left for 4 weeks. What the fuck's your problem? I'm mad. Yeah. Like, that's kind of like, that stuff to me is frustrating because that's how I feel sometimes when I'm like, so fucking mad that I'm not going to say anything. You're the one.
You're the one.
And again, at this core, this movie is that conversation.
Right. And it does that really well, I think.
Yep. Agreed.
What happens after midnight? The monster comes, dude?
Never, dude. Never again. Except when we're drinking.
People weren't ready to go home yet.
No, they weren't ready.
Is that no? Because they were drinking.
No, it's not the alcohol. That's the thing. I was just kidding.
I don't get when the monster actually shows up unless it's just whenever it wants to, because it doesn't show up the first night when she gets back and you're like, okay, well, and he keeps. No, it doesn't.
No, they're sitting on the porch the entire time. Yeah,
and then he keeps like, you know, saying, oh, well, since you've been gone.
Oh, hey.
Not that one. I was talking Weird Al.
Red's on my, I'm on the same page with Red.
You like Kelly Clarkson?
Straight Kelly Clarkson.
I was running safely with.
She can sing her ass off.
Yeah, she can.
She can.
you know, Josh Freese is the drummer on that track? Titty.
He is.
That's fucking great.
What the fuck?
And this movie, also this movie, you know, that stuff in the beginning with Brie Grant and Jeremy Gardner, I think that is so goddamn adorable.
I bought them as a couple,
and I did, like, I did too. 100%. Like, I think that the stuff that their sort of interaction about, like, you know, putting lipstick on a pig and him not understanding, I go, brother, you were born in this podunk ass town. You know what fucking putting lipstick on a pig means.
Somebody in your family has probably fucked a pig before.
That's true.
I mean, realistically, I'm thinking they're from Florida.
It looked humid.
It was.
It looked very humid.
It looked humid.
It looked in humid.
The credits,
as fuck.
It was. It said Miami. With the help of FSU, Florida State University. Okay. So it was definitely
North Florida.
Yeah, where it shot. I mean, I don't know where it was meant to be. It's the South.
And also, like, the idea that this brother...
4 hours from Miami.
I like that setting.
Can't be very far out of Florida.
Well, true. Georgia, like, I don't know if it's 4 hours
true.
Or less,
true.
But Georgia's... True.
Florida's very small, though.
She said 5 hours out of... 4 hours out
of... Well, yeah, but Georgia's very small.
It is. It doesn't take... But it's not Georgia. A long drive.
Oh, you mean, like, across
the
state,
saying, that's
even.
The thing. It can't like, be if you're going to go next door. From Florida.
Yeah.
Once you get, I mean, the panhandle, and then you got
to
go down.
At least 2.5 hours to get through Florida from Miami.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenidos.
So Miami. Cool.
They should have showed her
fucking city.
They should have showed her fuck fest in Miami that we didn't see.
I'm down. I knew, you know, make it more about her for sure. I'm down.
She hella fuck.
No,
she
should have seen her go fuck Dexter in Miami. Because
he even said, he's like,
that looks like Dexter's bitch.
He's like, so that that so accounts for cute. 9 hours. What happened the other 4 weeks? And she's like, nothing.
Nothing.
Like, where did she stay?
I love that.
Stay with,
see, that
did she
part,
stay with a friend? Did she stay at a hotel?
See, that part, he's all, that accounts for about 9 hours. Like, yeah. Now what? Now what, motherfucker? Yeah. And then, but no. She just like, I went here, and I went here, and I went here.
Well, because
here.
Then she dropped
fucked
an emotional
like 14
bomb
D's,
on
but
him.
I'm not going to mention that part.
She's like, this isn't about what I did. She's like, it's about what I haven't been doing
she's
for
like,
10
I
years.
I licked my first vagina ever, and I liked it, but I'm not going to tell you that.
Because yeah. A woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets.
Oh. Who wrote that?
Titanic told me that.
I was
James,
just about,
JC, James
I was
Cameron,
just about
dude.
To talk about the necklace, dude. I go, that at the bottom of every vagina is that fucking necklace.
James Cameron's like, I've got 5 ex-wives.
Where is the bottom trust of the me. Vagina, though?
Well, of the it's top, the but like the bottom. Like,
the bottom know, is the bottom, top. Like towards the belly button or towards your back?
Well, the mouth is
well, obviously,
the bottom.
Because for we store.
Yeah, the mouth is the bottom. we store nothing is held the there. Nothing is held there. It falls right out of there.
Dude, I saw a t-shirt the other day that was the Joy Division. You know that Joy Division? Yeah, like that yeah. Sound that said, P is stored in the balls. And I fucking died laughing, man.
That's a great shirt.
I really want to get it, but I can't wear it. I'm a grown-ass man.
Hey, that's why you can wear it, because you're a grown-ass man. You can do what the fuck you want, ain't no one's stopping
that's
you.
That's true. I should wear that on my first day of work.
I will 100% wear that shirt.
Wear it under your shirt, and then, like, when you leave for
as
work,
I'm
take
leaving.
It off first.
Oh, God, I'm so hot.
That's your undershirt.
Oh, you like Joy Division now? I don't, brother. I don't at all.
I just like but science
I firmly
and anatomy.
Believe.
you ever heard of science?
You're like literally work in healthcare. Everybody there has studied science.
So who do you think is supposed to be the sympathetic character in this film? Is it Brie Grant or is it Jeremy Gardner?
Ew, unfortunately I think it's Jeremy Gardner.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I disagree, but
why is that? Because
what
I kind of feel this. Well, go ahead.
Well, what do you mean, the sympathetic? I mean, from.
Well, who's. Because, like.
We're getting his experience primarily, because it's a movie made by dudes.
And he's.
About a dude.
He gets all the camera action, too.
Yeah.
So it's obviously him that
we're. As when you guys said, he has to carry the majority, the brunt of the film by himself.
When we see what he's going through, and he's the one that we see emotionally suffering, we don't see what she's going through. She just comes back like nothing's wrong. I mean, she tells you all the shit that she was going through, and you're like...
We know that she's been suffering for years, or ex, whatever.
Yeah, but like, since we didn't just spend the last hour with her, you know, we're obviously going to sympathize with him.
Here, I got something I got to mention. Okay, I know this isn't... Obviously, this is not a fucking Ridley Scott movie or something, right? But visually, I mean, when it has the, they're in the room,
yeah,
like talking to each other. Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's filmed with a fucking phone, dude. Like it takes me. I just like it's
well,
like,
and that
I guess yes, it's like cinema verite, right? Like it's like fucking, it's like really happening right in front
of
me.
I think that's not that it's like, I think that's a Christian Stella. Touch because he's the director of photography.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the way he
needs to get Roger Deakins.
I think that's the way he edits down is he likes things to have sort of like a gritty kind of like tangible feel to them. And I like the way this is filmed. I like the look of it. I like the style. Like the way things are framed, the way things are filmed.
It does feel close.
Yeah, it feels almost claustrophobic.
Well, then he does these other shots where, like, he's in the kitchen and the shot is way far away and it's stationary. You know what I'm talking about? So it has him from the side in the kitchen and it's, like, way back here.
The intro of the house is always like that, because that's when she comes in, too, is like that. She just, like, she sets right up and starts doing dishes and you see her from the other room, you know?
Right.
Until, like, he just comes in. And turns off.
Of all the things that I have issue with, I think visually is my least. I'm pretty into it.
Yeah, I thought there were some really great shots in there.
Yeah.
There were some good shots. But I mean the overall flow of it. There were some good shots. There were some to me though that when they're not the stationary shots where they're talking, like the scene where they're talking in the living room.
Well,
and that, and it's just stationary. Like, that's really,
You did one thing, right? You set it up one way, and you just set it up and filmed, right?
Yeah, that's like, fine. I'm fine with that. Well, I'm talking about just, like, what the fuck am I talking about? When they're in...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about it looking like it's filmed with a fucking phone, like I'm watching some YouTube fucking TV show. Like, fucking, it just, I'm gonna go ahead and disagree with you on that.
And even if it is filmed with a phone...
There's a movie called Tangerine that's filmed with a phone that's amazing.
There's a movie called Escape from Tomorrow that's filmed on a phone.
And that's a piece of shit, right?
It's hella tough.
It's something else, weird. Man. Have you listened to that episode of
I'm
our,
not saying
of
it can't
show?
Be good if it's
Wait,
filmed
no,
with
it's
a phone.
Filmed on the fancy ones, but they had their scripts on their phones.
Like, right? I know this is an indie film. This is not like a fucking huge, huge budgeted production or something. I get that. It's just, yeah. It feels kind of, I'm sorry here, it feels artless to me. It really
Damn.
Does.
Oh, well, that's artless? That I have to disagree with.
Except the stationary shots, but I've seen stationary shots. I've seen Stanley Kubrick use stationary shots. So I'm good on that.
Yeah, but like, what? Just because you've seen a stationary shot doesn't mean... Yeah.
What I'm saying is I'm not going to give it props. I'm not going to give it props because it does one thing that's okay.
Like, why? Nicolas Cage screams a bunch and you give him props in every movie he does.
Incorrect. Leaving Las Vegas, adaptation, he does a lot more than scream.
He cried a bunch.
Yeah, he cries. He talks about pissing blood in City of Angels out of nowhere while he's getting peaches.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Somebody was Def was telling me that the accent he does in Color Out of Space is one he did in like Vampire's Kiss or something. I haven't seen that movie, but apparently it's an accent he's done in another movie.
And you know, and the other thing too is they obviously know kind of who is watching this movie, right?
That's because, what I'm saying. It feels like it's made for a specific group.
Because they have that moment where Zombrowski is singing the song, right?
Yeah.
And so they full well know that it's fans of the Battery, and what I'm wondering.
Well, I think that's just more of like an Easter egg for fans of the Battery.
That's a hell of an Easter egg, dude. That's more of like, hey, dude, look.
Is
Look.
It? Because there was like a scene in the like.
Know, it was like 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah, and when it made its appearance in the Battery, like it was a whole scene dedicated to Jeremy Gardner getting Maybe drunk seven. And singing that song. And so, like, when we were watching the movie for the first time, there were several times where I thought we were going to hear that song. And then when it finally showed up, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, they did it. Maybe that's just like. You know, one of my weaknesses as a wrestling fan is like I see easy setups and I want that easy setup to be fulfilled. But
I guess that's the thing that I guess bums me out is that they know that I know why that's in there. So
well,
then,
of course they do. So that's why they put it in there.
I really could have used a lot more of the side characters. You know, I really could have used more fleshed out, like, their lives
more
together.
Henry Zabrowski?
Like, everybody clearly was a part of their lives, all their friends and family and stuff like that.
That cop.
But it was only, like, through...
the cop brother-in-law,
through, like,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, my
through,
God.
Through, like, inferring that you got that information.
What's that smell?
You know what I mean?
That's bacon.
I loved him. Don't talk shit. He was beautiful. And he was such a nice guy. Don't talk shit.
And he was not a nice guy. Also, that's another one.
He made a motherfucker breakfast.
Hold the fuck on.
Breckies.
At the end, when
he's nice enough, his intentions were good.
When he says, I'm saying this because I care. And he's like, oh, you care? That's why you're saying it? Thanks, man. And he doesn't address. You're saying it at group level. Because you care? Like, you're a stupid fuck. Go home.
He got your bacon,
you fucking piece of shit.
He got a little taste of the creature. That's why. So he got, you know,
he should have got
lips.
Eaten by that motherfucking creature.
That would have been a decent ending.
It would have been a better ending if he was like a total dick.
The brother gets got.
No.
Hell, motherfucking, yeah, this movie needs some misanthropy. It's too squishy.
Leave the brother alone.
Let
it eat Henry Zabrowski.
Let it eat Henry. I think that's better.
Dear God. God, let it eat.
Give me someone to hate. Give me someone to dislike in this movie.
Henry Zabrowski.
Like, I don't even dislike the monster. I'm kind of like, You're kind of all right.
The monster, I think the monster.
It's just an animal, man. He just wanted to eat.
Okay, well, what did you think?
I don't even know that. I don't even see him more than 5 seconds in this fucking whole movie.
So what did you think of what you did see? Like, I thought the monster looked cool.
Thought there was ribbons in his hair, and he has no way of believing that a bird can do ribbons on its own hair.
I think it's a cool monster. Fucking,
it's the monster's with jaw. Like, he's hanging out. He's Rasta monster.
The thing that I have an issue with is that, like,
Predator literally hung out with Rastas.
He did, actually. Yeah, is that, you know, they've got this monster that is prominently on the posters of this movie.
Yep.
And
yeah, that's kind of a mistake.
Yeah, which is kind of terrible marketing because, like, it's in the movie so little that, like, why are you going to show the monster?
Well, look, I feel foolish. Yes. I feel foolish. I feel really foolish because, in in our story, in the stories on Instagram, I've been sharing after midnight because I'm like, wow, this poster is cool. This poster is cool. So I've been like hyping myself up about this. And then I'm like, motherfucker.
Always a fucking problem too, though.
Well, it is a big problem. And I'm addressing it. Like, God damn it. But yeah.
You're an influencer.
But shut up. No, what I'm saying is the fucking
is that like the worst insult around here? Yeah, like, I don't get it.
No, he's making fun of me mentioning it. I'm mentioning it because fucking if you're gonna put the thing on the poster,
yeah,
like, you know, don't put the monster on the poster.
I mean,
it's like he's trolling the horror community. Yeah. It's like, got him.
It's like, what?
Yeah, I know. And you're on the same team, you know? Like, don't be a fucking snitch. It's almost like that, you know? Like,
well, and that's like,
when you're misleading the people you're trying to hook, you're a fucking snitch. Sorry.
Damn. Jeremy Gardner, snitch.
Snitch.
If they had any hand in that fucking shit, yeah, sorry, dude. That's a fucking snitch ass move.
Here's the thing, too. I'm all for like trolling the horror community and like getting them to accidentally go to a relationship drama. If it's a fucking Marriage Story, like give him the real shit. Give him the hard Give him the full fucking driver fucking deep.
If Marriage Story had fucking like vampires in it, like that would be like
fantastic. That's what I'm saying. Like, make it
at the end, it's all vampires.
Give me more. And also, look, this is gonna sound weird. Well, it's not gonna sound weird, but that last scene, if you're gonna do the monster at the end, you gotta go full body horror gore fest at the end.
Like, I feel like they should have, like, again, like they should have involved like the rest of the cast more, you know?
Yeah, kill that,
like,
fucking cop, bro.
I feel like the main problem with this movie is that it's too Jeremy Gardner centric. I like Jeremy Gardner, but
I could see that.
He's a charismatic dude, though. I'm obviously not very familiar.
He is a charismatic dude. Yeah. And I think he's great at writing, but like.
And that's the other thing, too. I feel like
I think he hogs the spotlight a little bit.
I feel like the monster is so inconsequential always that it, like, okay, it eats a rabbit, okay, it scratched your door,
it literally only scratched his shoulder, it didn't damage anybody else.
That fucking monster should be eating somebody, dude. Yeah, I want that fucking thing to like rip out Zombrowski's throat and spit it at Jeremy Gardner and going
Pleh! Yeah, what if it kills everyone except the couple?
I feel like that would have been better, you know, or kill everyone except for the couple.
But then they couldn't have a proposal at the end, though.
Kill everyone except for the couple.
That would have been still fine. He's like bleeding because they don't have a hand anymore.
Nah, you leave the couple and the cop brother and then say, see, I told you. Like, kind of rub it in his face a little, do the proposal, and then the brother gets ate.
Oh, it comes. By the second one.
Well, then the brother says something super racist, and then he gets eaten.
Yeah.
I think that's the way you end up.
Why would he say fucking
beaners? That would have been cool.
Because
it's Florida.
Yeah. Just screams it out.
Yeah.
Then the monster's like, yo, bro, that's not a cool one.
Because you find out it's like some little illegal alien in dreadlocks.
Oh, it's a metaphor.
Just ripping people up.
It's not an actual alien.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Build a border around Florida. This would not even be tagged fan fiction on a fan fiction website. This is officially crack fiction. You guys are going way too far.
Meth fiction. Nah, man, I think here's the thing. I think generally the movie's pretty enjoyable, but like there are stretches of it where I find myself
lolling
very much. So what the fuck are you doing over there?
I'm contacting Poltergeist.
Fucking Kubrick over here. Kubrick. Oh. And I hate that because I wanted to love this movie. I went into it like, that's what I'm talking about. Look, I think Jeremy Gardner, Brie Grant, the beginning of this movie, amazing. I think there are some things going on that are like incredible. That mid-summer story, where, you know, Brie Grant is airing her grievances, hella fucking tight.
I feel like Matt's gonna get revenge on me by acting like he dislikes like a movie I really like just because. Well,
chances are, if you really like it, I'm gonna dislike it anyway.
That's fucking false, man. Come on now, that's not true. We line up on street trash. This guy doesn't. We both really liked Ready or Not. The majority of the time.
He ain't that petty. Nah. He's real as fuck.
There's instances.
This fool intentionally can't lie.
He can't try to lie because he can't lie.
I giggle too much.
That's a fucking lie right there. Fucking lie.
Lies.
He can only lie if he really fucking believes the lie.
Well, that's the issue. The first person he's got to fool is himself, and that happens frequently.
Too often. Yeah,
it's easy to fool myself.
Wow. Self-burn. Me and Alia were like, yeah, that's the truth.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Got him, I think.
Well, I'm disappointed y'all didn't
like it.
No, but see, that's the thing. I think I did like it.
Oh, you just said you didn't.
No.
Not really.
No, that's not what I said.
You're like, it's kind of a fucking boring movie.
Yeah, I can still like a boring movie.
Yo, when are you going to watch BoJack? That's literally all I care about.
That's all we care about.
That's all I fucking care about.
And The Battery.
I've had a few people tell me BoJack
Patreon wants to know when you're going to watch
Elysium. Get on BoJack.
Oh, dude, BoJack? Because I need
to know if you are a quality person.
That's going to be your drug, dude.
What?
What's funny is that for him, drugs are drugs.
Drugs are my
drug. But I mean, like, it's going to...
Drugs are the real drug.
You're going to feel it. You're going to feel that show. You just got to get past it.
What do you mean drugs are my drug, bro? No, stop. Wait a minute.
Wait, whoa.
Got that.
I would count this.
Back that up, motherfucker. What are we watching next?
No sé.
What?
I don't think we have anything planned.
Are you for real right now?
The Invisible Man comes out at the end of this month.
Can we make a Patreon episode an actual episode?
King Sam does have a pick that he wants.
Can we just make the Boxer's Omen the episode?
No.
We could do the King Sam pick if we could.
What is it?
It's She Kills, but I have the DVD. It was sent to us by...
Why don't we do VFW?
By Hans.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, VFW. It's hype right now. It's good.
We
could do VFW.
I mean, the cat's already out of the bag about you thinking it's badass, right? Yeah. But
yes, we got nothing planned for next week. After we're doing the Danzig movie.
Okay, wait. After the week after is also Invisible Man.
Well, we can figure that out. I don't know.
It's the guy who did Upgrade. That's why I have hope for this bitch.
Matt did not like Upgrade though,
and it's
like
been a long time.
It's been a long time. You should have left me. Without a dope beat to step two, step two, step two, step two.
I did not know what that was.
Oh boy!
Damn, I can't believe, dude. I can't believe we fucking synced up on that fucking thing. Holy shit!
Somehow the space between the step two, step two, step two. It was perfect.
That's pretty good. All right, we'll figure out what we're gonna talk about next week. Until we meet again, you know, I think I would still recommend After Midnight to damn near anyone. I think that if you're in a relationship or not,
or if you've ever been in a relationship,
there are some things in here that will fuck you up.
And if this fucks you up, then Marriage Story will really fuck you
That's
up.
That's literally why I'm avoiding it, though.
Brain aneurysm.
You should do it.
I ain't trying to get fucked up.
You should do it. It comes full circle with Marriage Story. It takes you 360.
Like, yeah. I have such a hard time. Like,
it doesn't leave you at the 180. It takes you all the way back around.
So you
want fluff in my life.
This ain't no fucking fluff.
No, I want fluff. I need fluff.
What are you looking up over there, Matthew?
Fluffy.
Instagram.
That's what After Midnight was all. It was shit.
Okay, thank you before that.
That shit was all fluffy.
All of your fluff, dude, my life.
Wait, hold on. Shit. What do you mean?
That's why I watch The Room like fucking every day.
But, like, my job makes my life nigh unbearable.
What was the guy going on over here?
What do you mean you're tired of our shit?
No, I just thought we were wrapping up the show.
So okay.
I was already on my phone.
Oh.
I was like, come on.
All right, idiots. We'll see you next week when we talk about
something.
Something.
Surprise.
Uncut gems again.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.